I remember how just last December we were here together in the cold. Snow was falling and I heard you calling me to meet you by the mistletoe.
Okay, I can't hear my vocals, so can we pump those up a little bit?
Yeah, no problem. I'll pump up right now.
Thank you.
Here we go, set.
And you held me by the fire.
It's still not up enough. Can you try turning the track down?
All right, consider it pumped up, and I will bring the track down just a little bit for you. How's that?
Hello, hello. Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Here we go.
Okay, sorry. Can you take the click out?
Taking the click out.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks.
We should do one more for safety.
I said I'm good.
Merry Christmas.
I'm doing everything I can to be there. Oh, man. Oh. Can she talk? How's she doing? Nah, don't worry about it. Just let her rest. Yeah, I'll call later. Yeah, I love you too, Dad.
It's about damn time. Somebody get me a sparkling water.
Here you go.
Mom, I swear that is the last time I sing that stupid Christmas song.
Why? Everyone loves that song.
Because my image needs to be rock and roll. I'm so sick of this Christmas thing.
This Christmas thing is what got you here.
Hey, what's up? How'd it go?
Oh, cancel my flight home. And when's my meeting with Trevor Grossman about the new album?
Chance, it's been like an hour. You know I'm working on it.
And?
And I'm trying really hard. Why cancel the flights? What happened?
Well, because we need to be here for when Roger sets up the meeting.
We need to be here? Chance, with Christmas happening, I don't think anyone's gonna be available till like the 27th. And my mom is really having
a hard... Brian, get it done. Now get out. Need some quiet.
Chance, please. You don't understand. All I need is a few days to see my mom.
Oh, you can leave whenever you want.
Thank you. I can't tell you how much that means to me.
It's just gonna be really hard to get a new assistant, especially this time of year, but if you really need to.
Nah, just. I'll stay.
Good. Great.
Brian, what's up, man? We gotta talk about the scheduling
for
Chance.
Sorry.
Scheduling. Come on. Jason, how's my favorite male pop star? Cool. We gotta talk about the Europe tour, baby. Hey, I'm family.
Hell of a day.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Nate, why don't you hang out in the car? I'll let you know when I need you.
Copy that.
Nate, I really need to speak to Jake. Great.
I hate that song. I keep telling Corey not to
play it. I know, mine too. They had me do the bridge like 40 times, like I'm some beginner. So I fired my manager right there in front of them.
You fired Tom?
Yeah. Had to let them know who they're dealing with. Hey, you put your guard down for 1 second and people start thinking they're in control.
What did Tom do?
He set up the session.
Haven't you been with him for like ever?
Yeah. Let's not talk about that, okay? No more work. Because I have a little surprise for you.
I love surprises.
Why don't we spend New Year's Eve in Paris?
Are you serious?
Serious as a heart attack. It'll be the most romantic week.
Oh my God, baby, I love you.
Of course. I'm gonna get you a front row ticket to the show.
The show? What show?
I'm playing the stadium in Paris. Can you believe that? And you can be my little groupie.
Your groupie?
My sexy groupie.
Okay, Jason, not now. My mom's in the other room.
Oh, come on. I've been working with these hacks all day long. You texted me to stop by.
I know, but I actually just want to be alone, so.
You don't want to spend time with your boyfriend on Christmas Eve.
Oh, screw Christmas.
What is your problem? I stopped by to be with you. Now you're trying to throw me out?
I'm not throwing you out. I'm just tired, and we can see each other tomorrow.
God, don't be like this.
I'm not being like anything. Why can't anyone just listen to me?
Because you're acting crazy.
Oh, I'm crazy now. Just get out.
Fine. Have it your way.
Jason, wait.
Give her a minute, Chief. She is in a mood.
Thanks for the heads up.
Hey, you wrap up that European deal?
Yeah, I told you, tonight.
Your car's ready outside, sir.
Got this.
Corey!
Hi.
Hi. Now why is Brian having to get me all my meetings when I have one of the best agents in town?
Merry Christmas to you, too.
I asked you to get me that meeting last week.
And I told you last week that I would get you in with him when he's available. Patience. So anyway, how'd the recording go today?
Can't believe I let them talk me into it. But it is a good paycheck, so I'll take it.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you about that.
About what?
When I picked your mom up at the airport, we were talking, and we were thinking maybe we could donate the proceeds from this to charity.
What are you talking about?
My cut, too. We give it all away. Look, this paycheck is peanuts compared to your last release. We could easily give it to the less fortunate. For Christmas.
Hmm. Who exactly is this we we're talking about?
What?
This is my money. How dare you and my mother talk about my money behind my back?
I thought you would love the idea, and your mom said that for Christmas...
Oh, for Christmas? I hate Christmas. It's a stupid, unnecessary holiday where I'm expected to buy things for people and pretend I care about them. I'm boycotting this year.
Wow. Wow. You know, Chance? Take a long, hard look in that mirror. You might be surprised what you see.
My car's here.
Looks like we're done for the day. They got everything they needed. Do you want to grab dinner on the way to the airport?
You can. I'm staying. What? But feel free to take Santa Claus over here with you.
What?
Okay, look, Mom, I know you might not understand this concept, but I have a business to run. And I am the business, so I can't just be running off for no good reason.
No good reason. It's Christmas. Everyone's waiting for you. We have a whole party planned for us.
Well, then tell them I said hello. My car's here. Corey, get me that meeting.
Don't do this. Your father's gonna be devastated.
Some ice cream?
Okay.
Let's go.
Survived the crowd okay?
Yeah. Barely.
Merry Christmas, Miss Love.
Man, they really love you.
Please.
Hey, one thing. If you mistreat your fans, you just might not have any one day.
No one's asking for your advice, Brian.
Fine. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna catch up on your taxes. Disclaimer, you might have to hire a CPA because we're 2 years behind already.
I can handle my own business.
Chance, you really can't keep pushing this off. They're really gonna come after you.
Bobby, what's the holdup? Take me home already.
We aren't waiting for your mom.
No, just drive.
How's she gonna get to the airport?
We're not going to the airport, Bobby. Are your ears clogged? Drive home now.
You're the boss. It's gonna take just a couple minutes for the fans to clear us a path.
Ugh, fine. I hate this time of year.
No, you don't. You're just hungry. No, you're hangry again.
Shut up.
My place is just down the street if you want to grab something.
Are you serious? No.
Fine, I was just offering.
Your dad had this cute little guy sent to the office. Look at him. I grabbed him off a desk on the way out. Here you go.
Thank you. Sir, get rid of this.
That wasn't very nice, Miss Love. You know, he probably had that specially made.
I'm not a little girl anymore.
So, he's still your dad. He sent that to you because he loves you. He's gonna notice when he comes to visit and it's not around.
I paid a drive, not give me advice, okay?
So, hey, did your mom mention the thing?
You knew about that?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Giving presents to, like, the kids at orphanages and hospitals, that's amazing. You know how happy they're gonna be?
So happy.
See?
Do you want to give away all of your money to charity?
Actually, yeah. Not all of it, but some of it.
Good for you. Me? I gotta look out for number one. My music makes people happy. That's how I give back. And that's enough for me.
That's not the Chance I grew up with. You don't even sound like you.
Deal with it.
Hey, if it's about money, I can make sure there's tax write-offs, charity donations. I'll make sure you save money
on
it.
Brian, just shut your trap, okay?
Okay, I was just trying to help.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, they're clearing up. We can go now. All right, I'm gonna take a nap. Wake me up when we get there.
You got it, Miss Love.
So firing those cleaning ladies.
Really? 500 channels and there's actually nothing on? Did Brian forget to pay my bill?
Oh, wow. It's really you. I'm a little starstruck. I got you your kale smoothie right here. I put in some extra vitamin shots, an immunity boost, and some extra protein powder, because, okay. Yeah, I gotta tell you, I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, hey, do you think I could actually get your signature on this? You can make it out to Toby?
Yeah, no, my hand's tired.
Your I'm hand
sorry.
Is...
Yeah.
No, don't close it.
I'm
Please don't.
To...
No, don't close it.
Merry Christmas!
Oh.
Don't you recognize your own grandfather?
Grandpa Jack?
You've started to go down a road that leads into the dark.
What is going on? How are you here? Why are you here?
Look at you. Look what you've become.
It was that delivery guy, Toby, with the kale smoothie. He spiked my smoothie. That's it.
No. This is not a trick. Your time has come. Oh, old man, I need to see you. Oh, it never gets easier. I have a gift for you.
I'm getting a gift?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I know I'm crazy. I've lost it. I'm sitting here talking to my dead rock star grandfather.
All right. Let's cut to the chase. Let's stop with the chitter-chatter, all right? Let's get to it.
Okay, so... Ghost of Grandpa Jack, why don't you just give me the gift and we can wrap this up, because it's freaking me out a little bit.
You see, my actions in life have had consequences that have lasted throughout my living years. These contracts became my life, my family, and to them, my soul is bound forever. I must carry these throughout all time. Retribution for a wasted life.
Do you need my help?
No, I don't need your help. That ship is long gone. But living for oneself, only for oneself, has a price. I came here to give you this gift, the gift of another chance.
Another chance?
That's right. Tonight, you will be visited by three spirits, one of which will reveal themselves within the next hour.
You're sending me three ghosts?
That's right, my dear. My gift to my lovely granddaughter.
Some gift?
Chance, you gotta change your ways. Don't change your ways, you're gonna end up like me.
A rock star?
No, doomed! Doomed, I tell thee! I lived my entire life for fame, money, fortune, and look where it brought me, here! When my life should have been about sincerity, humility, kindness, and mercy. Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh, that guy just broke something. But it might not be too late for you. Not a chance. Oh, man.
Kids to sit on the lap of a jiggle-bellied pimp in a red velvet suit to capture that Kodak moment. Hoping he's real, hoping for rewards, hoping he don't attack, but no time for thought on that. Hang 10 on the net to catch that cyber wave of capitalism, ripping, running, racing through stores to buy more things we can't afford, then wrap them in festive, gaudy paper. Oh, we destroy that later. That is how we celebrate. Like my inebriated Uncle Jimmy, who once again this holiday season drowns his failed hopes and dreams in a bottle. What a treat. Overeat processed meat. Saint Nick is a jive turkey from Turkey. No grace, tight space, tight waist. Slips down inside your place, eats your cookies and milk. Leaves packages under a murdered tree. Rich cat with a pimpish red hat. Did you know that? Celebrate. Joy. Excitement. Family. Focused on an overweight, out-of-date clown so unrelated I can't concentrate. Why can't we remember
this? Hey, good evening. Happy holidays. Would you like to see a menu?
Away from the new leaders of the land. Playing their hand to get the common man to follow their plan.
Hey, Merry Christmas. What can I get for you?
Cranberry vodka.
A brand new rendition of a pagan tradition designed to keep the people in check. And so we celebrate.
There you go.
Christmas, oh, Christmas cheer. Love and happiness. Joy. Excitement.
Family. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Silent night. Hello, doll. Wow, that is just one fine piece of music. It's a classic. My opinion, old Blue Eyes did it best. I didn't think your generation went in for that kind of thing.
It was my grandfather's secret favorite song, so.
Now, look, I don't mean to be nosy, but aren't you Chance Love?
Guilty.
Oh, well, Chance. It's an absolute pleasure. I'm Gus.
It's
Nice to meet you, Gus.
Well, doll, let me tell you this. With legs like that and a suit like this, we could dance the night away.
Okay, thanks, but I'll pass.
Oh, well, that's too bad. So what's a nice girl like you doing in a dive like this on Christmas Eve, huh? Shouldn't you be some big Hollywood shindig in the hills?
Can you please stop talking to me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant no offense. Well, Merry Christmas. You have yourself a nice evening. One more thing, Dollface.
What? What's happening? Where am I?
No, 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 no. Look, have a drink. Take the edge off.
Whoa, 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 whoa. This
is your childhood home.
Mom? Dad?
Sweetie, no, 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 Tootsie. No, no, no. Can't hear you. Can't see you. It's just us, okay?
Yeah, the tree looks really good this year.
You did a great job.
Mama Bear, Papa Bear.
Gus is the name. Ghosts of Christmas Past is my job. Though I've never been too keen about that title. I find it too on the nose. Oh, hey, look. A second chance.
A guitar!
Hey! Merry Christmas, sweetie!
I just got it as I said it. There was a second chance, because your name is Chance, and yeah, yes, it was corny, okay? But my God, how could I not have said that?
It's just the one I wanted. Oh, it must be from Grandpa Jack.
Grandpa, he's amazing.
We told him you'd been taking lessons, sweetie.
Grandpa Jack. Couldn't make Christmas once again, but look at those nice presents he sent.
I would have loved him no matter what.
Let's put away that social media following of yours for now, okay? This is about you, Sherry Bear.
Don't call me that.
Oh, that guitar, that gift of love. It sure pushed you to practice, huh? Am I wrong about that?
Why are we here?
Well, you know, being a spirit has some perks. One, I get to help you find your way. And I consider the most important, the drinks are free!
That thing is gonna make me so rich.
Okay, I have a notion that you're not exactly getting the point of this. So we might need to do this again. You know, let's see it one more time.
Are we both watching the same ghostly flashback thing? Because what I see is a star in the making.
Kiddo, we have got some work to do.
Oh, I remember this. This is the day. This is AGTS, the show that made me famous.
Bingo! You hit that one straight out of the ballpark, sweetheart. But now tell me this. Do you remember everything?
But Mom, what if I forget the words? What if I don't want to do it anymore? Is it too late to tell him I'm not to?
You could do whatever you want to do. I don't think you want to quit, do you? Plus, you're going to totally kill it.
Thanks, Mom.
All right, I'm going to get us some water.
Okay. Don't worry, kid. You nail it.
Without people like us, some people don't get to eat or pay the bills. Like, they depend on us for survival.
People like us?
Yeah, you know. Stars.
I don't think so.
Well, you look like a star to me.
That's really sweet.
I give you a piece of advice. Always look out for number one. Give them your talent, that's what the people want. Keep the rest for yourself.
You really think I could be a star?
Hello. Who's your new friend?
Mom, it's Jason Cleavers.
Are you one of the contestants too?
That's cute. I'm the host.
I didn't know.
And what am I supposed to learn about my mom embarrassing me?
It wasn't about... It was about Jason giving you bad advice. You know what? Let's look a little forward. How about a year?
Is that Brian? I haven't thought about this in years.
He's thought about it. A lot.
Yeah? Hi, Mr. Love. I'm here to pick up Chance for the Christmas Eve dance.
Brian. Looking sharp, buddy. Cherry bit!
Oh. I'm here.
Wow.
Hi.
You look beautiful.
Thank you, so do you.
Hey, let me get a picture. Mom will kill me if I don't.
Okay.
All right, get together now. All right. Ready? Oh, yeah, that's awesome. All right, listen, have fun. Drive safe, okay?
Got it, sir.
Dad.
11.
Oh, that dress. What was I thinking?
No, shh. This is the cute part.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Gotcha. Oh, boy. And now the sad part.
Jason? What are you doing here?
I got a show tonight. Lost my opener. How'd you like to open for me?
Are you serious?
You want to be a star?
I'd like to go home now.
Even after you broke his heart, he followed you around like a puppy dog. Now he does your bidding without ever a word of thanks.
I never meant to hurt him. He's the best friend I've ever had.
Did you ever tell him that?
I said I'd like to go home now.
Mm-hmm.
I said now!
Designed to keep the people in check. And so we celebrate. Wow, it happened there. Christmas is joy, family.
Okay.
Deuces.
Pretty intense. Never met someone so anti-Santa before.
No, I love Santa. He roasted me last week, so I had to hit him back. You know what I mean? So are you the entitled rich girl?
Excuse me?
I'm supposed to let you stew in your own guilt and then get all scared with anticipation, but it's not really my style.
You know what? I'm good.
Hold on a second, James.
Don't touch me.
I got a job to do. And your leaving would allow me to accomplish that. So why don't you do us both a favor and just drop the I'm better than everyone act?
Okay, look, I don't know what you're getting at, but I don't even know you.
Well, I know you. Fifth grade, you stole a candy bar. Sixth grade, put gum in Cindy Fletcher's hair at recess and blamed it on Frankie Fletcher. Oh, same year. Cheated on a test. Then eighth grade. Whew.
Okay, I get it. You're a stalker. A really committed one. Super impressive, really.
I'm a ghost, you got that part right. If you run, I'll catch you. If you hide, I'll find you. Think of me like you would think of a cold. You got me. I'm gonna be here for a while. You gotta put up with me. Then I'll be gone.
You want me to think of you like a cold? That's the best you can come up with?
I'm thinking on the fly here. Look, shut up on this ride.
We didn't go anywhere.
You gotta move your feet. If you wanna go somewhere, I'm parked out front. Fine.
Okay, so you have some type of ghost magic where you could transport, but we're in your car?
I like driving.
Well, at least my dreams are creative.
Maybe I'm the ghost of Christmas present.
You're the ghost of Christmas presents?
Present. Present. Guess you're awake now, huh? Now get on board with the process.
Okay. Okay. I'm having a nervous breakdown. Wonderful. So, where are we going?
Almost there.
Where's there?
Well, you never gave him a housewarming gift, and you never ever let your driver drop him off first.
Well, can we just be done with all of this? Oh, I can maybe give you something that you want, and you could tell your boss or whoever's in charge that you got the job done?
Are you trying to bribe me?
Well...
Girl, please. Your assistant has nothing in here but condiments and pickles. Are pickles a condiment?
What are we doing in my assistant's kitchen?
Your choices, boo.
My choices?
Let's have a look.
Hey, Dad. How you guys holding up?
Hey, champ. We're doing okay. Did you get that girl to marry you yet?
Oh, I don't know. Not yet. She's, you know, busy.
He has a girlfriend?
Nope.
My cards are maxed out. Did you send the transfer for the week?
Yeah, I just sent it.
Is that Brian?
Oh, hey. Look who's awake.
Hey, there she is. How you doing, beautiful? How are they treating you?
Not too bad. I'll be dancing out of here tomorrow. How are you, Brian? How's your week been?
My day was good, and I'm fine, Mama. I just wish I was right there, right next to you. Sorry I'm not.
Don't you worry yourself, sweetheart. We understand. We'll spend Christmas together next year. We are so proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mom.
It's okay.
Hey, what's going on?
I'll get somebody.
Is Mom all right? Mom!
She's okay. The IV just popped out.
Okay, all right.
Just a second, pal. Nurse.
Your choices have consequences.
My choices? I chose to give him a job. I chose to pay him more than fair wage. I didn't choose to make his mom sick.
He sends every dime home. His father spends every moment he can with her at the hospital. He left his job at the plant.
Well, then I'm happy Brian's paycheck allows for him to take care of his family.
You think what you pay him is taking care of that woman? He sends her everything, and it still barely just keeps her in the hospital.
Well, why didn't he tell me that his mother was sick?
He did. Several times.
When?
When you yelled at him to go get your dry cleaning. When you yelled at him for not getting a reservation at Enzo's. When you yelled at him for using his phone to deposit your royalty check.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
There we go. All's well that ends okay.
I could probably make it out there within a few... Shoot, Dad, I gotta take this. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? I love you. Love to Mom. All right, bye. Hey, what's up? Yeah, no, not a problem at all. I could rush over there. I could be there in... I could be there in 20 minutes, if that's okay. Okay, yeah, I'm rushing over. See you soon.
Told you. You suck.
I didn't make anybody lose their job or get sick. It's not my fault that the healthcare system in this country is so messed up. Are you gonna blame that on me too?
Yeah. Shall we?
Goose!
Duck!
Lame duck!
You guys know what it is.
No talking.
Come on, you can't talk.
Sit down.
So what held her up this time?
She had a meeting with the big music executive. She's really excited about it.
She couldn't schedule it for the day after Christmas.
Come on, your turn, sweetie.
Okay. Ready? Yeah.
Bruce, did you cut one?
Oh, very funny thing to you.
I smell
gross,
it.
Gross, yucky?
Disgusting. It's smelly.
Oh! Chance!
Hey, now. Be nice.
No, wait, actually, it's really close enough. Spoiled.
Spoiled? They think I'm spoiled? I worked my butt off to get where I am.
What about that boy that follows her around, Brian? Are they dating?
I wish they were. He's really good to her. I love him. He's amazing. He's actually her assistant now.
Wow. Her assistant.
Hey, why don't we get another cheese plate, yeah?
Yeah.
More cheese, thank you.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay.
I know you're disappointed she didn't come, but she's our workaholic little girl. Did you try to call her?
Yeah, she isn't answering. Maybe she changed her mind and she's already on the plane.
Yeah, maybe.
Your father worked hard to keep a roof over your head, put food on the table, clothes on your back.
Yeah, and I'm grateful. But I don't owe anyone anything.
I'm not talking about money. He wouldn't take it anyway.
She never even so much as calls unless she needs something.
She's such a brat.
Yeah.
I mean, she gotta be worth millions now. It's not like she can't take off the weekend to spend... Hey, guys.
Hey,
you got the cheese.
All right, Karen, it's your turn. Get up there and make a fool of yourself.
Here you go, man. All right.
Oh, hey, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Say.
Merry Christmas, love, Chance.
What?
What? I didn't send them anything. Ugh, Brian, that idiot. That was supposed to go to Roger.
That guy takes good care of you. What, you need a roadmap? He's trying to patch up things between you and your parents. If I'd known you better, I'd say he loves you.
Let's go set this baby up.
Can we go, please? Jason isn't texting me back. Jason, baby, I'm so sorry that I threw you out.
Look, how hard is the no one can see or hear us part of this?
I didn't realize we were still doing the thing.
The thing where we transport it into the back of a moving vehicle? You missed that?
Okay, you have a serious attitude problem.
No, I have a woman who won't acknowledge the fact that she has not taken one positive move toward fixing herself.
Take a chill pill, okay?
You chill.
She is still texting me. The nerve. I made her. God, without me, she would be doing the fair circuit somewhere in podunk nowhere. She is nothing. Nobody treats Jay Cleavers like that. Nobody.
I'm nothing? You're nothing. You're a has-been pop star with one good album, maybe. And three of the songs sucked.
Oh, there she is.
Who's she? Oh, you wouldn't dare.
I can't believe this is happening. This is amazing. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to me.
Oh, Jason Cleaver, if you are cheating on me, I'm going to read your scrawny little neck. You hear me? Oh.
There's nothing you can do now. Just pump your brakes. Chill out.
So, what are these questions you have for me?
Okay, how do I get an agent? Also, who's your agent? And do I take the band with me to meetings? And how do I get my demo out? Should I send emails or is it better to send hard copies? Who do I talk to?
Whoa. First thing that I do is breathe, relax. Excitement shows your lack of experience, so be bold, demand their attention. There's a certain kind of decorum expected from people like us.
People like us?
He wouldn't.
Stars.
I'm not a star.
You look like a star to me.
Oh, you skeezball! You use that line on me. Oh, you are a piece of garbage!
Nice mentor you got there. He's such a lucky girl.
I don't need him. My album's gonna outsell his. My fans are gonna tear him apart.
Your fans?
Wow. You just take me to the nicest of places.
Remember that pathetic fan with her daughter that was trying to get your autograph? Just dying to meet you.
Oh, no, please, can we just go home? Okay, look, I get it. I know what you're trying to tell me.
That autograph would have been the only treat she could give her daughter this year.
Great. Wonderful.
I didn't know that you were going to be so late tonight. I have to be at Christmas tomorrow at 9 a.m. with my parents.
I'll pay you double.
You don't have to do that.
No, it's holiday pay. I get paid on Friday. Is that all right?
I mean, okay. I mean, but what time are you going to be back tonight?
I don't know. But please, please just stay. I can't miss this shift. I already swapped so that I could take Becca to go see Chance Love.
Well, how was the concert?
Oh, we didn't get to see her play, just to try to get an autograph. We don't have the money for tickets right now.
Maybe you should find some other childcare.
I can't afford daycare.
I mean, I can't work for free. I mean, I would if I could, but I've got to pay my bills too.
I know, I know. But please just watch her for today. And I'll pay you on Friday for next week in advance. I promise.
Okay. But if Friday doesn't happen, you're gonna have to find another sitter. And you understand, right?
Oh, I do. Oh, God, I do. I gotta go. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be back in the morning. Thank you. I really do appreciate you. Okay, bye.
What a sweet woman.
Okay, now can we go home?
Becca, girl, you gotta go to sleep. Come on, why don't you lay down? Besides, tomorrow is Christmas, and Santa is not gonna come if you aren't asleep.
Mama says Santa can't come this year.
Well, adults don't know everything. So why don't you hush up and get some sleep, and I betcha he might just have something for you in the morning.
You think so?
Well, you don't know if you don't go to sleep. I'm gonna leave this one on for you. Good night, girl.
It's not like my autograph would have paid for their bills.
You're right, it's worthless. But it would have made that little girl's Christmas just a little bit brighter.
Well, my agent told me that I can't just sign everything that gets shoved in my face, otherwise it devalues my autograph, and I wouldn't get to sign at conventions.
I see. It's your agent's fault. Let's see what he has to say.
Yep. That blonde little tyrant wants me to get her a meeting with Roger Grossman of Grossman Records.
Is he talking about me?
Nope. Roger here to listen to him talk about someone else.
No, I did not call him. She's a diva. I don't want him thinking I work with crazies. But now, her assistant's trying to get her a meeting, so I don't know what to do.
He didn't call? Oh, he's so fired. You said you've been waiting to hear back.
You think he's the problem? You think he doesn't want to make a new album so he can earn his cut?
I think he's lost his mind if he's not going to get me in to see Grossman.
If she messes this up, I'm cutting all ties. She treats me like hell anyway.
Oh, you think I treat you like hell now? You just wait until I get a hold of you. I'm going to tear you a new one.
You ever send him a thank you note for everything he's done? A Christmas gift? Ask him how his day is? Take him to lunch? No?
Do you take any other stress meds? Because I've been popping these like Tic Tacs and I really don't see a difference. Whoa, Grandma, aren't those illegal? Anyway, I will see you at Christmas breakfast. Yep, I know, it's late. Gotta get back to the wife and kids. Okay, Merry Christmas. Love you too. Good night.
This is Grandma. I have a totally different relationship with mine.
He's married? He has kids?
How long has he been your agent?
Ever since I first started.
You suck.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Hey, babe. Yeah, I know, it's so late. Look, I've just been trying to close Cleaver's deal for the Europe tour. Yeah. Okay, I'll be home in 15 minutes. I love you too, babe.
He has really got to get his life together.
I see why you're so popular.
Okay, look, I have had enough of this.
Is that it?
Yes. How dare you come into my life and judge me? What gives you the right to kick a girl when she's down, huh? Are you perfect?
I'm an angel.
Emergency, I have a stop. Hello? Of course.
I am the third.
Would you die? die at Comic-Con?
You will follow.
Hey, just let me get dressed.
You will follow.
Okay, right. Jeez. Hold on. You just had the and now you...
You gotta admit, pretty scary, right?
What is going on?
Ooh, the old tricks are the best tricks. Got your attention.
You're trying to scare me?
Literally, the only thing that I hope to do.
I don't understand.
You will get but one view. You will not speak unless prompted. You will not move unless told. You will not get another chance. Girl, you must have seriously screwed up.
Okay, let's do this then. Let's get it over with. What is this?
Oh, please. Don't be a fool. It's time to prove you're worth the effort. Don't waste this. A Christmas gift like this only comes once in a lifetime.
Okay, yeah, I got it. So where are we going?
Remember it.
Hawaii. We pestered her until we got her to try skimboarding.
Again? I've been here already.
And she fell. Bruised her butt so bad. Yeah, I remember. And she couldn't sit for 2 days.
Did she go peacefully?
Hit her sleep.
She died? She dies? What happened?
I come for her 2 weeks before next Christmas.
Dad, stay as long as you want, all right?
Your mom will be proud of you.
Taking care of your old man.
Yeah,
I still wake up at night expecting to be next to me. Sorry.
Dad, don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Okay? Just let it all out, okay?
She knew you loved her.
How about I make us some tea? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not even there when she passes.
So now you care?
This isn't real. None of this has even happened. You're a liar. This is some sick joke.
A joke? The weak and foolish tempt me. The brave laugh in my face. I am eternal. I am the constant. All will come to me in the end. I speak only truth.
Showing me all this.
This is the result of your uncaring greed, your self-importance, your complete blindness to the plight of others who genuinely care about you. open your heart.
To me.
Karma, fate, call it what you want.
Jace, what did you think of today's performances?
Yeah, no, I know, Mom. I wish I could be there too, but I'm just so swamped with work right now. Hi, Dad. Hi, Merry Christmas. No, I know, I'm so sorry. I really gotta go. Okay, all right, I love you. Okay, bye.
So sad.
With the lowest score recorded in the history of Dance or Bust, former teen pop icon Chance Love has officially been eliminated in the first round of the competition. Seems like the judges have been pretty harsh on her.
The judges? Life's been harsh on her, and it's not like any time soon.
I do a celebrity dance show? Oh, jeez.
Who are you to judge? Not everyone does it to pay their lawyer.
My lawyer? What do I need a lawyer for?
There's a price for living only for yourself. And the bill comes due.
Thank you guys so much for watching and tuning in to Dance or Bust.
Yeah.
Chance Love?
Yes?
I'm Agent Harris with the FBI. You're under arrest for tax evasion. Cuffer.
What? This is ridiculous.
Yes, I need you to turn around, put your
hands on your back. God! There's no way that happens.
Oh, but it does.
No!
It's in the court of law.
No! No! Get off of me!
Stop resisting!
No! Ow!
You want to send these rights?
Yes, I do. I freaking want an attorney. Oh, I'm going to lawyer up so hard and you're going to be so screwed. You have no idea. I hope you like your job because you're going to miss it. Ow! I'm going to wear your badge like a belt buckle.
Get in.
You'll be sorry. I'm Chance Love. You have no idea what you're doing.
Charming.
You can't treat me like this. Are you kidding me? I got arrested on Christmas? What kind of a horrible person arrests someone on Christmas?
Oh, sweetie pie. You ain't seen nothing yet. Let's go. Take a trip further down the rabbit hole.
Jail? I'm in jail? What's going on? Okay, look, now I know you're lying because my lawyer would never let me rot in jail. You are so full of it.
You got 18 months. Prison ain't no joke. Toughens you up a little bit.
I've been in jail a year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm broke?
What? You're untouchable? The rules don't apply to the great Chance Love? Turns out Uncle Sam doesn't agree.
'Cause my only wish is to go home for Christmas.
Prisoner 23582, step back from the bars. It's time for your scheduled visitation. Please step out.
Are they...
Walk.
Oh, he shoved me. He can't shove me.
I am so tired of you. Shut up. Open your eyes. Maybe you'll actually learn something.
Well, who am I visiting with?
for all the help.
Miss Love, I'm sorry to inform you that your visitors were unable to make it. Miss.
No, they said they're coming.
You're not the only prisoner whose family didn't show up. Now please stand up.
They're gonna come, okay? They're coming.
Miss, let's go.
No. They're coming.
Miss.
They're coming.
I'm sure they just got held up at the airport. It's the holidays, so.
Yeah, the holidays. I'm sure that's exactly what it is.
I guess I'd have to say that this beautiful flower is my inspiration.
Career gone, family gone, looks gone, money gone. You wither. You never marry. You never travel. You never leave the house.
This is just a possible outcome if everything goes a certain way, right? It's not definite.
You spiral. You lie to family and friends. You sit right there. You watch as the world forgets you.
Okay, I'm ready to go back now. Can you just please take me back?
Mm-mm. One last stop.
All of the furniture is included if you want. And this fantastic master bedroom. And right off to the side here is the bathroom.
I like that tub.
If you guys follow me right over here, I'm excited to show you this spacious backyard.
So I sell my house. Great.
You didn't sell it.
What do you mean?
The house's previous owner was recording artist Chance Love. Uh-huh.
Who is that?
Honey, he's in the Roots.
Oh.
No, she did one of those reality shows once. It's quite a sad story, actually. Anyway, follow me this way. I'm going to show you this fantastic, beautiful kitchen with a great...
What's the sad story?
Be careful what you ask of me. You cannot unsee your fate.
What happens to me?
Miss Love, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The airbag did a number on her. We need to clear her airway. Get her head back.
What's happening?
The crash. Do you clear of your car?
She's shaking. Hold her still. I can't get the IV in.
Do I die? Is this how I die? You're liars. I want to go home. I want to go home right now.
Check the other victim's pulse.
What other victim? Ryan? What is he doing here?
He's in the passenger seat. Never abandoned you. Sticks by your side to the very end.
He doesn't die, okay? He doesn't die. Take me, okay? Take me instead, but he doesn't die. Take me instead. I'm sorry.
He's gone. Time of death, 2:27.
He does not die. He does not die.
Okay, let's get her going. Okay, let's get her back. Let's get her back.
Take me instead.
Charge unit 3-6.
Take me. Take me instead.
Charging. Clear. Shocking.
Take me instead.
Take me instead.
Please. Please, no. I'll change, I swear. Please just give me one more chance.
Hey, you all right? We're here. Sorry, traffic was really bad.
Right? You're alive?
Yeah, last I checked.
Thank you. Wait, what day is it?
It's Christmas Eve. Wow, that must have been one heck of a nap.
Really? I didn't miss it?
No, you only been asleep like less than an hour.
What? Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, are you feeling okay?
I've never felt better my whole life.
That's good. That's amazing. Wow. I'm so happy how happy you are. Hey, guess what? While you're asleep, Ron Grossman called. He wants to set up a phone meeting ASAP.
Can you come inside with me for just 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Is that okay if you just wait for 5 minutes?
Fine with me.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, you sure you don't want me to get Roger on the phone right now?
No. Come with me.
Okay. All right.
What's going on? What you doing?
Oh, good, good, good. I found them. All right.
What? What are they?
Come on!
What? What are you up to?
Airplane ticket vouchers.
Okay. You going somewhere?
Uh-uh. We are. We're going home.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You need a bag or something?
Jason?
What up, girl? Great news. I got us the deal. Dr. Grossman, he wants us to produce a duet album. Media goldmine. You will not believe the money. Time to celebrate.
Seriously? A duet with you?
Heck yeah. Get on in.
Jason, this just isn't working out.
Are you sure?
Come on.
Babe. You laughing at me?
I always hated that guy.
Airport, please.
You're the boss.
I can't believe this is happening.
Corey? Hi, it's Chance. Look, I'm so sorry for how I've acted with you, and I know I've been a slave-driving diva, but I really need a favor. I know it's really late on Christmas Eve, but please... Hello?
Hello, Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry, can I help you? What are you doing? Look, I don't live here, I'm just a sitter.
Actually, I'm looking for you.
For me?
I have no clue what you said to her, but thank you.
To who?
These are all for the little girl, and we have one more that needs to be special ordered.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
And this is for you. My client instructed me to give you this. She's paying for your services to this household.
Are you kidding? I mean, this is 3 times what I make in a year.
Well, Merry Christmas.
We can... Did anyone else see that?
Merry Christmas.
Mom? Dad? Mom? Dad?
Cherry Bear!
Hey!
Hey!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Pierre! I'm so sorry I'm late. I love you guys so much. I'm so sorry for how I've treated you and how I've acted.
Oh, don't worry about it. You're right on time.
Are you gonna stay?
Yeah. We're gonna spend Christmas as a family.
Yes.
Okay, I have an idea, and I need your guys' help. It's gonna sound a little crazy.
Excuse me, where's Mrs. Barnes' room?
Are you friend or family?
I'm a friend.
Oh, you just missed visiting hours. It's family only. Oh my gosh. You're Chance Love.
Yeah, in the flesh.
I follow you on Instagram.
That is so sweet. Thank you. Look, I'm sorry, but are you a paramedic?
That's so weird that you would ask that. I'm actually training to become one, hoping to move out west and hop on an ER unit.
I have a feeling you'll do really well.
Thanks.
Look, is there any way that you could sneak me into my friend's room? I mean, it is Christmas.
Well, I'm not supposed to, but I'm happy to make an exception this time. I'll show you where.
Great. Oh, wait. Okay. This is for the children's wing, but don't tell anyone who it's from.
You're an absolute angel. Administration is gonna freak.
Okay, one more favor.
I just don't understand. I thought you said you couldn't come. I mean, we're so happy that you're here, but what about your job?
Yeah, Mom, I can stay as long as I need to. Paid. And she gave me a raise.
Oh, wow. What a wonderful girl.
Oh, I'll be. It looks like I'm gonna have to get you a pig to kiss, son.
You know, he's right. I did promise. So, yeah, you go ahead and find that pig, because I will kiss it.
Am I interrupting?
Chance, what are you doing here?
Brian, I asked, am I interrupting?
No, I don't believe you are.
Great. Come on in, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Chance, I can't believe you did all this.
Well, you've done so much for me, and I've never even said thank you. So I just wanted to show you how much you mean to me.
Oh, it's incredible. Thank you so much.
I donated all of the proceeds from the single to the children's wing, and all of your mom's bills are paid for.
Thank you. Thank you. You are amazing.
Yes, Catherine?
Come here, hurry. Look.
Who brought them?
I think an angel.
I remember how just last December we were here together in the cold snow. Falling, and I heard you calling me to meet you by the mistletoe. And you held me by the fire with the lights
We did all right, huh?
Yeah, we did.
Not too shabby. I could go for Chinese.
I could eat.
Sure, but no fusion.
Ooh.
Pickles are coming.
As a purist, I say no. You know, to me, it's the ketchups, it's the mayos, it's the relishes.
Technically, relishes.
Exactly, it's just chocolate.
I swear.
I just have one more thing to show you. You like this.
Becca, look.
Oh, it's for you. Oh, she got it. I hope she likes it.
Just watch.
Goodness, Mommy, I love Christmas.
Oh, sweet.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too, sweetheart.
Thank you. Well done.